USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Although Hurricane Florence weakened the past couple of days, it has such a large wind field, it's bringing a storm surge consistent with a much stronger hurricane. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the worst of the surge to occur between Cape Fear and Cape Hatteras. The Hurricane Center is forecasting up to 40 inches of rain to accumulate in North Carolina, which would beat that state's all-time record for the most rainfall ever from a tropical storm or hurricane. Thousands of people are already in shelters across North and South Carolina.
My first thought was, Lord, don't let it flood, because I can't swim.
This Wilmington man's main concern appeared to be for his sailboat.
We've taken all the canvas off, all the sails, all the coverings, all the bimini, and we've tripled our lines to the dock, so we try and minimize any movement. We've got all our fenders out everywhere.
Also spinning in the Atlantic are tropical storms Helene and Isaac and subtropical storm Joyce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Three towns north of Boston experienced dozens of fires after an apparent spike in gas line pressure. Methuen, Massachusetts Police Chief Joseph Solomon says his town is safe, but he was helping in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence.
When my officers arrived, they were dispatched by Lawrence to multiple houses. They triaged injured people, and we do know there's at least one serious injury I'm aware of and multiple minor injuries.
All fires were extinguished within a few hours. At least one firefighter was injured. Elizabeth Smart said Thursday the news that one of her kidnappers will be released from prison next week was a big shock. Smart says she hopes there's a way Wanda Barzi can be committed to a treatment facility since there's no legal recourse to keep her behind bars. Friends delivered cheerful tributes at a suburban Dallas church Thursday to remember Botham John, who was shot to death in his apartment by an off-duty police officer who said she'd mistakenly entered the wrong apartment and thought he was an intruder. Amber Geiger is charged with manslaughter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A gunman killed five people near Bakersfield, California before taking his own life Wednesday in what appeared to be targeted attacks related to a domestic violence case. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the suspect and one of the victims had begun divorce proceedings about 4 months ago.
It appears to be there's more than just husband and wife having a fight because other people were targeted, and there's a reason for that, and we need to find that reason.
The shooting spree unfolded in less than 40 minutes across three locations in proximity to each other near Bakersfield. The Vatican is once again dealing with allegations of sexual abuse. Pope Francis Thursday accepted the resignation of West Virginia Bishop Michael Bransfield. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he understands how the public feels about these stories.
I mean, it's been a disaster, one crisis after another. I hear them express very eloquently frustration, bewilderment, anger, confusion. And you just asked me my sentiments. I say to them, thanks for telling me. Nice to meet you. I'm feeling the same way, because I get angry as well.
Pope Francis accepted Bransfield's resignation and authorized an investigation into allegations he sexually harassed adults. Bishop Bransfield had been investigated for an alleged groping incident in 2007 and was implicated in court testimony in 2012 in an infamous Philadelphia priestly sex abuse case. He strongly denied ever abusing anyone, and the diocese said it had disproved the claims. He continued with his ministry until he offered to retire as required when he turned 75 last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.